At 7:26, it's time for the most valuable person on the planet. And today, please welcome the most valuable person on the planet. It's Anthony Mesok, or is it Mesok? Help me.
It's Mesok, but however you want to pronounce it is fine with me.
You are a good man. You know, as I know, that nothing will get this great city riled up faster than an animal in trouble. How many of you remember that little baby deer that was stuck out on the lake a couple of winters ago?
There was one on a train tracks this morning, a deer.
Yeah, is that right?
Yeah.
And a dog on the Kennedy. We see that story about once a year. How about a dog on Lakeshore Drive during rush hour? I mean, that's incredibly scary. And a dog that's been hit? Unbelievable. The dog, a pit bull mix named Domino, was hit by a car and was bleeding. This is where Anthony comes in. When did this happen, Anthony?
I believe Wednesday? Wednesday morning. I was on my way to the airport.
All right. So, and where on Lakeshore Drive?
It was just between Irving Park and Belmont, okay. Going southbound.
Yeah, busy stretch, obviously. So could you tell that whoever hit the dog, they didn't stop, I assume?
By the time I had gone there, there was just heavy traffic. And when I finally saw what was happening, everyone had slowed down. This dog was running down Lakeshore Drive, like at a high speed. He was covered in blood, but he was still running. And people were trying to stop, but they didn't know how to do it.
All right, so you were able to pull over, get out of the car. You have a dog that's wounded, especially a dog. I mean, look, pit bulls get a bad rap, but a pit bull mix can be a scary-looking dog to people. And if people buy into the myth, you know, they maybe don't want to go near a dog like this. So, which, by the way, is a mistake. So you get out of the car, and you were able to convince this dog to come to you?
He actually, I had to stop twice. I zoomed up ahead and jumped out of my car and tried to persuade him. He ran up. He continued to run ahead. He was terrified. I got back in my car, again zoomed around the other cars that were going slow. I got out, and instead of facing him, I turned around because that was less threatening, plus dogs tend to follow the leader when they're facing the right direction. It looked like he was going to run around my car, and so I went to the other side, and I didn't see him, and I was wondering what happened, and people behind me who had stopped started screaming, "He's in your car!" He had jumped in my car, and he was down, wow. The poor thing, he was down by the pedals.
And the wheel.
On the floorboard.
Or the well.
Yes, and he looked terrified, but he also looked very relieved.
So your door was partially open then? Just kind of cool. It's actually kind of cool to go, dude, you going to give me a ride?
Yeah, I just stopped in the middle of the road and threw my door open. I just had to do it. And yeah, he jumped in.
So how did you convince him to get over on the passenger side so you could drive the car?
Well, actually, another woman was in front of me, and she asked if she could help. And like I said, I had to get to the airport. So I had, I also own a dog daycare. So I had some leashes with me, and we got a leash, and I was able to coax him out and picked him up and put him in her car, and then she took him to the hospital, and we've been communicating since.
All right, now there's a part of your story that troubles me. The first vet that this dog was taken to turned him down because nobody knew who the dog's owner was. I understand vets have liability issues like anybody does. But that struck me as odd because it would seem like a vet would fix the dog up. Am I overthinking this or being judgmental here?
I don't think you're being judgmental. We called that first vet. You know, I just Googled I said Google vets, and that was the first one that came up, and I called them, and they weren't comfortable with it. And then the other woman called them, and they suggested we take the dog to animal care and control, which was just not right. But the dog had tags, and we were able to reach the owner, and they met us. And I believe the dog ended up at MedVet there in Clybourne. And
they did a great job. Now, are you going to tell me you made your plane on time?
I was picking someone up. But, yes, I ended up making just a few minutes
late. Look like Superman here. What'd you do? Hi, honey. Welcome home.
I was just doing what I had to do, which is to save that dog.
So the dog got out of the car okay once and went with this woman? There wasn't any sort of struggle there?
Oh, gosh, no. Like I said, he seemed so relieved.
Well, it was just, it's a really cool story. It's a cool thing you did. Do you know the name of the woman that helped you?
She has asked to remain anonymous.
Oh, because she's out there saving other dogs, and she's a superhero as well.
Actually, everyone that day was a hero. Everyone was so patient and kind on at 8:30 in the morning trying to get to work.
There's a great picture of the dog in here as well with his bandaged up paw, and he does look like he'd hurt a fly. Dave, nobody loves dogs more than you. Do you have any closing thoughts for our friend Anthony here?
No, Anthony, I just congratulate you, salute you for doing that, and I hope in the same situation I would do that, but it is hard to know exactly how to act and how to stop when you're in the middle of traffic. And
well, we would
bravo.
Stop. We would stop. We would both stop.
Absolutely.
And I would wait till you ran, and I would wait by the car with the door open, and I would escort him in.
So. Thank you so much.
Anthony, you're a good man. Thank you. Hold on. That's the most valuable person on the planet. We're back with your headlines next on 720 WGN.